This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. A few days ago, Anti-Pope Francis sent a message to the Chief Rabbi of Rome for the Feast of Passover. This message constituted heresy and apostasy because in it, Anti-Pope Francis endorsed the false religion of Judaism, and he encouraged the Jews to observe their rites. The Church dogmatically teaches that observance of the Old Law is forbidden under pain of mortal sin and the loss of salvation, and that Judaism is a false religion from which people must be converted to be saved. Anti-Pope Francis's message denies those truths and the necessity of Christ himself. While many who call themselves, quote, conservative, would have a problem with Francis's message, some of them would argue that his message is merely scandalous, not heretical. They are quite wrong. Anti-Pope Francis's message is a denial of Christ and the Catholic faith. It's interesting to consider just one aspect of why Anti-Pope Francis's message is a denial of the Christian faith. He wrote to the Chief Rabbi of Rome, quote, "I take great pleasure in extending my warmest best wishes to you and Rome's entire Jewish community on the occasion of the great feast of Pesach. May the Almighty, who freed his people from slavery in Egypt to guide them to the promised land, continue to deliver you from all evil and to accompany you with his blessing," end quote. Anti-Pope Francis prays that God, quote, "continue to deliver the Jews from evil." That means that they have already been delivered from evil. He is just praying that this continues to be the case. His statement is not merely scandalous, it is heresy. For he says this to and concerning people who reject Jesus Christ. In fact, it's a precise denial of the dogmatically defined truth of Colossians 1:12-15. In Colossians 1:12-15, we read that it is in Jesus Christ that we are, quote, "delivered from the power of darkness." Notice how Anti-Pope Francis uses similar language when he states that the Jews are delivered from evil, in other words, from the power of darkness, but with precisely the opposite meaning. He says that the Jews have been delivered from evil or darkness, while the Christian religion teaches that it is only in Christ that people are delivered from evil and the power of darkness. And this truth is not just contained in Colossians 1:12-15. This truth, that only in Christ are people delivered from evil or darkness, which the notorious heretic Anti-Pope Francis rejects, was also dogmatically defined in the Council of Trent and in Vatican I. The Council of Trent defined in Session 6, Chapter 3, that unless they were born again in Christ, they never would be justified, and that for this benefit, being born again in Christ, the Apostle exhorts us always to give thanks to the Father, who has made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, and has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son. In this decree, we read that one must be born again in Christ to be justified and delivered from the power of darkness. That's a dogma which Francis's short statement completely denies. Vatican I teaches the same truth. It declares that those who follow a false religion, for example the Jews, are not in the condition of those who, in entering the Church, have received the light and been delivered from the power of darkness, as Colossians 1:12 and following says. Finally, Pope St. Celestine, in an epistle in 431, specifically mentions the Jews and Colossians 1. He teaches that the Jews are in darkness. He prays that they would be delivered therefrom by entering the kingdom of the Son, and he cites Colossians 1:13. Thus, we can see that three different Roman pontiffs, repeating the infallible truth of the Christian faith, teach the dogma that only those in Christ are delivered from evil or the power of darkness, while Anti-Pope Francis, who is certainly not one of their successors, teaches exactly the opposite, that Jews who reject Christ have been delivered from the power of darkness. Anti-Pope Francis's statement is not merely sinful and scandalous, it is heresy and apostasy, and anyone who defends him as a Catholic in the face of such facts commits mortal sin, bears false witness, denies Christ and the Catholic faith.